So hello and welcome to Balancing the Act. Today I am with two dynamic entrepreneurs, Jash and Pashmi. Both of them are brothers and sisters and have come a long way. Jash and Pashmi, over to you. Let's dive into peanut butter and jelly and how this all started, yeah?
Yeah, thanks Kevin for having us, first of all. So Pashmi and I both have, you know, constantly since our childhood have been excited about doing stuff together, not just in terms of, you know, playing a sport or doing some art, but, you know, eventually went up to doing business together. And peanut butter jelly was one of the ideas that came to us when we were both in engineering. I was in my first year while Pashmi was in her fourth year. She was just finishing up her engineering that time. And we realized that there's a bunch of brands who require marketing as a function. And traditional marketing agencies don't really, help you a lot with the stuff that you want. It's more transactional, and that's where we thought, okay, we probably can make brands a part of our culture, of what we think, the way we think, and that's how it all started.
Great, Pashmi, I wanted to hear about how you've basically come into this, got your younger brother and your mother into this company, and how you started. I know this is immense to, you know, start something homegrown, but this is like involving your whole family. So how did that come to you?
So honestly, Josh and I have always had like the same career paths, and you know, he would always take inspiration and be like, okay, she's doing it, okay, I'll also follow her steps. And honestly, when we started this company, we were just like having a kitchen discussion, you know, with our mom. And I just threw around ideas and I said, okay, why don't we like, you know, do something together? And then we just thought of something like, okay, Josh's nickname at home is Jelly, okay? And I really love peanut butter. So I was like, why don't we just club this together and make it like peanut butter and jelly? And that's the company that we want to make for ourselves.
So how did Getaway as a product, a brand, develop among, I understand this is a kitchen conversation that's taking place between a mother and their children. So tell me a little more about this and how the name came into existence.
You know, essentially, we've always been brought up and raised in a way that sweets are something that everyone loves in India, at least. Pashmi and I would have a bunch of sweets. I mean, doesn't matter if it's a festive season, anyone coming home bringing sweets, you'd finish them. And on top of that, we not just loved sweets, we loved ice cream. We would have ice cream every single day. We would call for ice cream. And back in the day, and this is like what, 10, 15 years ago, when there was no Swiggy and Zomato, we'd call up restaurants and, you know, order for ice cream tubs, go out to ice cream parlors and have ice cream. So since the start, we really wanted, you know, to do something in this space. And then both of us were fitness enthusiasts. So we just found a sweet spot and tried to innovate this indulgent space a bit more. And this was a random conversation happening in our kitchen, actually, you know, rightly as you said. Post-workout, we came home and Pashmi hated having protein shakes. So I would, you know, be of the opinion that Arini, you have to have this. Otherwise, we are vegetarian people, we won't get any protein. She said, and her mom's a great cook, huge food connoisseur, and all of our friends love our food. So we told her that, you know, why don't you put some whey into an ice cream and make an ice cream at home? She said, okay, cool, let me try it. And then Pashmi came up with all these 5-6 different type of YouTube videos, and she shared it on our family group. And the next day we see a mom's made some batch and she's not home, and she's messaged us that, I've kept something in the freezer, just have a look and let me know how it is. So it was a plain French vanilla flavor. We had it. Pashmi absolutely flipped. She said, if this has 20 grams of protein, I'm having this every day without a complaint. And that's exactly how it started.
Travel. This podcast basically talks about travel and your name has like Getaway in it. So is there some relation between the flavors, or how is the, what is the connection between the two?
So honestly, so, Getaway came about to be as a name because all ice creams contain whey protein. Also, there's a huge backstory to this because Josh and I have traveled extensively, and whenever we used to go on these trips abroad, we would always, Josh would always hunt down on all these, you know, by lanes of streets and stuff, and found these small shops which have like proteins and stuff, and we would pick up like 5-10 kgs of like boxes, and he said, this is my shopping, this is my trip shopping, I don't want anything else. And then we would come back home and all of us would be perplexed that, you know, why is he buying so much protein, like what's wrong with him, you get it in India, why do you want to buy it abroad? So he'd be like, no, I just want to try out new brands. So that's when he said, okay, this is definitely better quality of protein, let's try and use these and sample these out and, you know, make a recipe that, you know, sort of will interest everybody. And it'll be healthy and we can consume whey protein in such a way if you're not liking shakes as much. That's how basically Getaway was born. And also from the fact that getaway in general means, like, you know, to get away from loaded calories and sugars and, you know, the sort of carbs that, you know, ice creams contain. And the idea is basically to get away from all those unwanted things.
So tell us about one of these trips. Yeah, tell us about where you guys went, what shopping you did, and how was this experience? I understand this was a family trip again, because, you know, your sister's coming with you, your mother and father obviously are accompanying you. What was this trip, where this trip was, and how did you enjoy it? Thoda, give me a sum.
So basically, when we went to the US, right, I mean, this was our first trip to the US, and Josh and I basically just would go around to these stores and, like, you know, meet, like, random people and discover new brands. And what we discovered was, like, there's a huge consumer product space and, like, the demand is insane. And it was literally like walking into, like, a candy store. We wanted everything. We were like, these are the brands that we've never tried. These are the sort of experience that we want. And why don't we have this in India? We basically came across, like, health as a very different category, which in India is not prevalent. And we were very surprised that, you know, in one part of the world, like, things are much more advanced in the sense of, like, consumers are more mature and they understand, like, you know, what sort of products to buy. And whereas we don't have that in India yet. So we were very amazed, you know, with that whole experience. Apart from this, I would also like to tell you about one experience in Italy. So basically, once I was going alone, and it was basically time to head back home, and it was probably pretty late, and I was just walking back to my hotel. That's when I found this really small, you know, ice cream shop, and this was in Naples. So obviously, like, you know, they're known for their ice creams, gelatos and things like that. So I was like, might as well just try it out. So I walk into the store and I get a scoop of ice cream and I'm like happily walking back. And then I realized that the entire street was empty and there was not a single soul on the street. But in my head, I wasn't scared. I was like, okay, no, but I have the company of my ice cream, which I really enjoyed. So, you know, it was those little joys that add up to, like, these experiences during travel.
So Josh, what is your favorite ice cream when you've traveled? Not your and not getaway, but one, give me one experience where you were like, yaar, ye ice cream kaash mujhe India mein milti. Like, I myself have gone to New Zealand, and over there the ice creams are like next level. So I was like, ye mint wala ice cream na meko India mein milega, I will eat it every day. But I haven't found that ice cream yet. So tell me your experience, rather.
So it was a night first.
Okay.
And came back after, like, partying with my friends and stuff. It was like a chill trip, just, you know, go meet my friends who were studying there. We came back to the apartment, and obviously, like, you know, whenever you get drunk, you know, tend to eat more, you tend to crave more. So this friend of mine was living in this university, and she said, you know, let's go to this store, grocery store nearby, we'll pick up some stuff there. We went to the store. The entire aisle of ice creams was over, like, almost over. Like, there were flavors which were like a marshmallow and stuff. I don't really prefer those kind of flavors. There's this one tub lying there alone, which is a chocolate cookie dough flavor by Ben & Jerry. And honestly, till that point, I'd heard of Ben & Jerry's, but I had never tried their ice creams. I was just one single tub lying, like, you know, no one's probably picked it up. And I happened to pick it up and, you know, being drunk, had it. Kept it in the freezer because I really liked it and I wanted to know that the next day if I have it, is it actually
does it
good?
Taste that good?
And I tried that, yeah, and I tried that the next day and it was actually good.
Great. So I got this story. Maybe it is something like one of your fun days at travel, but because you guys have traveled as a family, is there any place that you were like, ki, ye agar jagah hai, you must go with your family, you know, something like you all have gone and enjoyed, you know, because this is a travel podcast. I want to focus on where you guys have traveled and, you know, what you have learned from your travels.
I mean, my answer to that would be pretty straightforward. It's going to be Switzerland. As much as people say it's a romantic place and you should go there with your your partner, I thought being with my family in that place was like the best thing that possibly could happen. Scenic, beautiful. I mean, the sound of the nature around is so mesmerizing in itself. It's just unmatched.
Also, the first time that, you know, our parents went to Switzerland, they insisted on both of us also joining them, but we said, no, we don't want to come with you all, like, it's such a boring place. And, you know, we were like, let's not go there. But then after that, every year they kept telling us, why don't you guys come, like, experience this country with us. So the next trip we ended up going with them. And honestly, people have, like, this perception about Switzerland just being like a pretty place, but it's not. It's very happening. And trust me, like, everything from like clubbing to like bars and the best of the best food, everything was there. And I think it's the best of both worlds. Like you can experience culture as well as like, you know, experience the whole beauty of Europe.
Now you've understood your travels, what you've enjoyed. I want to take away, every time I do a podcast, I take people's, you know, lessons in life. I know we all are not very old, but I'm sure you've had a fair bit of life that has touched you and impacted you.
I think biggest lesson for me up until now is that don't hold back your dreams or your ambitions because of the fear of failure. A lot of people think of not taking the risk because they feel, if I do this, if I leave my corporate job, will I be able to succeed here? If I, you know, do this, will I even reach here? And they don't end up doing that thing. So don't hold that back. Just go for it and burn all the bridges and just walk. When you don't have a choice, you're always going to succeed.
So again, like both of us believe in very similar things in life and have had a lot of similar experiences. So I feel you shouldn't wait for things like, you know, you should take the risk and do them because you never know when the time is right. You'd rather do them, try them out and see how it is for you rather than not doing them at all. So like, I always believe in that one thing. And like, Josh has been a very staunch, you know, thinker on this thing. And like, whenever we've also thought about, okay, should we travel here? Should we do this? Should we think of, we're like, okay, this is the only time that you have in your life to do it. Why not do it? Like, zyada se zyada kya hoga, you know? So that's what I believe in.
Superb. And one last question to wrap this interview up. Anything special that we are looking towards? We're in the festive season right now, almost getting there. Anything like Getaway as a brand is putting out there?
Oh, yes. We're coming up. We're launching a new category of ice cream. It's something that no one has ever seen before. And it's going to take every person to back to their childhood. And apart from this, we're also launching a new flavor, which is a Rasmalai flavor for the festive season.
It was great speaking to you guys. Thank you for your time and thank you for being on Balancing the Act. I hope people love ice cream and they eat and enjoy your ice cream. So thank you and take care. Bye-bye.
Feel free to follow, like and share. Thank you for your time and as always, stay safe.